The SABC is not in tune with the South African Music Performance Rights Association, and as such, the public broadcaster is being taken to court for not paying artists their royalties. SAMPRA is waging the battle in an attempt to get the monies owed to its members. Joining me with more of the detail is the association CEO, Fanani Leshiba. Thanks so much, Fanani, for your time this evening. So like I say, we've got SAMPRA currently in a legal battle against the SABC and looking to the courts to compel the SABC to pay for the use of artists' music. Right at the top, talk us through the merits of the case.
Okay, thank you very much for this opportunity and good evening. We represent, in fact, we are what is known as a neighboring right CMO. A CMO is commonly known as a collecting society in South Africa. So we represent both recording artists and record companies. And we represent just above 38,000 recording artists as well as more than 6,000 record companies. We've been negotiating with the SABC for the last 5 years to the point of proving to the SABC that we represent at least 99.99% of all tracks that are performed in South Africa. And how when we say all tracks, we're not only talking about local tracks, we're also talking about international tracks. And how we represent international tracks is because we've got bilateral agreements with our foreign counterparts, where they've given us the right to represent their music in South Africa, much as we have given them the right to represent our music in their territories. Mm-hmm. Despite us submitting all available evidence to the SABC, the SABC has been coming up with different excuses not to pay. Early this year, we reached a point where we felt that the SABC was just not willing to pay, and they were negotiating in bad faith. Yeah. And we therefore decided to take a decision that it's better to take them to court. Maybe the courts will be the ones to force them to pay.
Fanani, because like you say, this has been going on for 5 years now. So what's the quantum of payments we're looking at here?
Our estimation is that it's just above 250 million rands. And the reason why we're talking about 250 million rands is because we've already submitted invoices to the SABC, which amount to more than 155 million rands. But the invoices we've submitted are for the period 2014 up to 2019. We still have to submit invoices for the period 2020 up to current, as well as for the what we call the pre-2014 period. That is the period from 2008 up to the end of April 2014. So that's why we are confident that the amount we are talking about here is above 250 million rand.
So you say more than 250 million rand over 5 years. Why did the relationship shift? You know, why did those terms of compensation shift at that point?
The SABC has never paid us. So what happened was that when SAMPRA was initially established in 2008, there was a dispute between SAMPRA and the members of the National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB, of which the SABC is one. But that dispute was resolved in February 2014 when the Supreme Court of Appeal determined the tariff. Commercial broadcasters started paying us from the 1st of March 2014. The SABC is the one that hasn't paid. We even negotiated settlement agreements with commercial radio broadcasters to say the amount you've been paying us from the 1st of March 2014 is for post-2014. What about the amount you didn't pay when there was a dispute between 2008 and February 2014? And those radio broadcasters, which are commercially owned, they paid those amounts. The SABC has not paid us. That's why we can't even talk about the relationship breaking down. We are talking about us being too patient with them, believing that we were negotiating with people who negotiated in bad faith.
So a relationship that never started in the first place, and certainly one that's very different to the kind of relationship your members and you have with other platforms that do generate revenue.
Yes. In the last 4 years, we have processed and distributed in excess of 860 million rands. And not a cent of this amount came from the SABC. We're talking about money that came from commercial radio broadcasters, as well as other music users like retail shops, restaurants, bars, pubs, butcheries, hair salons, etc. But the biggest media house in the country, the one that is funded by taxpayers' money, is the one that is not willing to do what everybody else is doing. And they come up with all sorts of lousy excuses to avoid paying. And that's why we reached a point where we said, we thought you would negotiate in good faith. Now we have realized that you are willing to throw everything at this problem, including kitchen sinks, to avoid paying. That is why we are now taking you to court.
Fanani, if things do swing your way, failure by the SABC to pay will lead to an interdict prohibiting the SABC from playing Sampras artists' tracks. Would the SABC be able to strike this kind of resource from its books? I mean, how much of the SABC's playlist comprises of Sampra members' intellectual property?
Is 99.99%, which is inclusive of both South African and non-South African music. So in a way, when we do get this interdict, if the SABC does not come on board, it means that all 19 SABC radio stations will be silenced for the period of the interdict. Yeah. Because they can't play any music unless if they will assemble people to come in and sing in the studio, that they can't use any of our songs.
Let's leave it there. Fanani, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. We will be, of course, watching developments here as they unfold. That's the CEO of Sampra, Fanani Leshiba.